If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
And we're on, and this is the Camp Report, the 3YPC Camp Report for August the 14th, 2024. If you want to participate in any of these camp reports, you got to become a member of our Discord. How do you do that? You go to Discord. You go to discord.gg/onlyfins and become a member there for $3 a month. By the way, check out our store. Go to onlyfins.printify.me/products. Check out our designs. We sell $19.99 shirts. Who the hell else does that? Nobody else does. Okay? And I'll take the Pepsi challenge with anybody else's dolphin designs. All right? So check out our designs. They're pretty damn spiffy, if I don't say so myself. And we are brought to you by Prize Picks. Use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS. You deposit $100, you get $100. And for this weekend, there's an Israel Adesanya free square. And it's a pretty interesting one. Because if this thing don't hit, Jesus. Okay? Check this out. And by the way, I have Marek Brave here assisting me on this show. Check this out. It's one significant strike and you cash. As simple as that. So it's a free square on your 2-6 person or team or player play. So if Israel Adesanya lands one significant strike on Dracus Duplessis, then you cash. It's as simple as that. It'd be hilarious if he didn't. You took the over. So use that promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS. All right, let me get to my notes. Not much happened today, okay? Today was an extended install day, which is a fancy way of saying they're working on secret, you know, very secret game plan stuff that I can't report on. But whatever they did outside, I will report on and I'll read you my notes. Some good news. Mo Camara was not at practice. And then I was like, oh, he's still not here. But then we went inside, and sure enough, he's a full go. So that is good news. Cam Smith is also a full go as of right now, and he was made available to the media afterwards. So good news on the injury front in that regard. Jalen Ramsey continues to be out. It's nothing serious. They say it's like day-to-day. I was witnessing him sprinting with Jalen Waddle. He's fine. All right, Julian Hill in orange. Man, what a camp he's having. He's going to be a good player for this team for a very, very long time. Matos comes into the stands to fire up the crowd. That's new. But I think he's a guy that can come into the crowd and not need security since he's like 6'8", 340 pounds. So, you know, this football thing doesn't work out. You know, there's other things he can do. They have their stretch period, and as expected, no Ramsey, no Holland, no Walker Jr. That one I'm a bit concerned because it's been 2 weeks now of no Anthony Walker, and they don't tell us what's wrong with him, by the way. New defensive tackle body, Cooper, is wearing 94, so Tiertart's number is already overtaken. I can confirm he's large. Waddle is taped up and geared up, but he was geared up the day before and did not participate. He did not participate today as well. Cam Smith had a prominent role on the punt team. And then a bunch of guys are trying out for the Tour de France. It was just not very eventful practice today. Okay. I was told, by the way, Isaiah Wynn is absolutely in the building. So there's an Isaiah Wynn sighting. I just have not seen him. So he's like aliens or Bigfoot at this point, right? Like, they might exist, but you kind of need visual confirmation of it. So I'm saying I got to see it. We are pretty far into training camp, and I still have not seen him, and I'm in that building. So it would be reasonable to say I could see the guy, right? Like, if he's around, I have not seen him. It's a big building, though. So, you know, maybe he's hiding from me. Maybe he knows I'm looking for him. Anyways, spot at the 35-yard line going in. Tua, and they're tagging off today. They're in shells. They're not in pads, but they're tagging off. Achan inside run. Toss left for Achan. Achan power right. And then I write, this is all light work. Running through the install from yesterday, I make a note. Deep ball down the left side to Malik Washington. Malik Washington got a lot of work today because Tyreek Hill wasn't. And River Craycraft wasn't grabbing too many reps either. I guess they're prepping for tomorrow's work with the Commanders. By the way, Noah Igbinoghene and Michael Dieter come into town tomorrow. All right. DPI on Saran Neal and the deep ball to Malik Washington. Skylar Thompson comes in. Jalen Wright just hit a slip run at lightning speed, and this was as impressive a run as you can have in shells in a non-tackle practice. Jalen Wright's a hell of a back. And we were arguing, a couple of us, as we were watching this practice, is he the best running back in the group? And I know that that's weird to say. He's a good one. I think they hit. Nice-looking bow route to Julian Hill. And we go inside, and then I cannot report on anything else that happened. But I will say this. After practice, we met with some officials. We had a meeting with the officials. And Mike Florio will be upset to know that they emphasized that there is no emphasis on no quote-unquote cheat motions. And there is no new rule. So essentially, Mike Florio just made it up out of whole cloth. And they actually kind of expanded it because now you can move from a three-point stance to a two-point stance into motion, all in one motion, and it's not a false start when it used to be a false start before. So you know when Tyreek Hill gets in that little three-point stance? They essentially are codifying that, which means you can do that now. All right, let me get to your questions. Afterwards, there wasn't much to talk about. Made available to the media, and all of that you can find on YouTube was Kederko, who continues to be short with the media. Not a big fan. You're not going to get a good quote out of him while you could a year ago. Chop Robinson, really a gregarious guy. Cam Smith, Alec Ingold, one of my favorites, and Julian Hill. So it was a pretty good group after practice. All of that video you could see on YouTube. All right. I'm going to get to all your questions here, and Marek Brave will read them out if he has them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got a few questions in here today. Actually, a good amount of questions, which is nice since the practice was a little short, at least from what you can report on. Speaking of the portion of practice that you couldn't report on, though, this guy wants to know, did you see anything new or shocking? Don't say what, but anything that might surprise you during the indoor portion of today's practice.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. No, there was nothing. Like, I should be sensational about this and say, oh, my God, you should see what I saw today. No, it was very boilerplate stuff today. Not like other days, though.
All right.
But today, yeah, nothing new.
He had a follow-up question. You were talking about Jalen Wright there, hyping him up. You think there's any chance Achan and Jalen Wright could overtake Mostert during the course of this upcoming season?
Yes, but not because, you know, they're going to demote Raheem Mostert, but because they'll try to preserve his legs. So I think that's a distinct possibility.
Okay, and then I am going to add my own question on top of that. Are all three of these guys fantasy football viable? You know, how do you rank them in terms of fantasy football for these three? Points per reception. Let's go PPR leagues.
Okay, we're going to go PPR. Look, man, because last year a lot of people got burned because Raheem Mostert had 5,000 touchdowns. So a lot of people were thinking, you know what? Maybe Achan's that guy. And he was a pretty good fantasy choice, although he only really gave you like three good fantasy games, like above 25 points. But I'm going to say this. Take one at your own peril, because I think that they're going to share the ball. And for fantasy, man, you want those bell cows, or at least whatever resembles a bell cow, you know, whatever comes close to being a bell cow. So, yeah, I like, they're all fantasy viable. I don't think Jalen Wright is fantasy viable. I think he's a priority free agent, okay? So this is a guy that if you have the roster space, you sign him as a free agent and you stash him in case anybody goes down, because I think he's going to be useful. But the other two are mid-round picks because you just can't count on who's going to get the ball over the other. But if I had to choose, I would choose Achan over all. I would take Achan over Mostert because I think that he can get a healthy dosage in the passing game. So a healthy dose in the passing game, and he also scores touchdowns. So, yeah, I'll take Achan, but... man, I do not recommend any of them.
All right, you heard it here first, folks. All right, combining a couple questions here in regards to injuries. This guy's looking for some injury updates on a lot of Dolphins players right now. And then this guy specifically wants to know about Isaiah Wynn and Odell Beckham.
Isaiah Wynn, we don't know. I already mentioned at the top of the show, we don't know where he is. He's still on the pup. Odell Beckham, I did not see him today, but I saw him yesterday. He was sprinting yesterday. He looks good to me. And, you know, Mike McDaniel assured us today, look, you know, we're working toward it. Like, it's going to happen. So, remember, he's an older guy. I don't think he needs too much camp. He needs a couple of practice to ramp up for the opener. And I venture to guess he'll be ready for that.
And then Dundee Dolphin chimes in. Is this a little bit of overcaution by the coaches and the medical team? Or should we as Dolphins fans be concerned with a lot of these guys right now? You had Javon Holland sitting out today, Jalen Ramsey sitting out today. You know, is this just the coaching staff and the medical team being cautious, or is it time to get worried on any of these guys?
No, I think they're being cautious. I don't think there's nothing to worry about. I think the only guy you should worry about is Isaiah Wynn. Like, that guy, you should worry about him. And, you know, and I'm getting close to the point on Anthony Walker Jr. because it's 2 weeks now, you know? We'll see tomorrow, you know, and we'll see if I see him tomorrow because he's evidently, I guess, rehabbing away from view, so we don't know, and we don't have clarification on what's going on with him. But I wouldn't be concerned. I wouldn't be too concerned about anything other than, yeah, Isaiah Wynn, you got to be concerned because I haven't seen him.
Right. Okay, this is actually a very interesting question here. Who do you think is having a good camp but won't make the 53-man roster?
You know what? That's a very, very good question. I think Marcus May could be in a little bit of danger.
Ooh.
And he's played well. He's had a decent camp, and he played okay in the first game. But it's tight for him, man. It's kind of tight because other guys have looked better. It's as simple as that. And Are they going to expose Elijah Campbell? I don't think they will. I think Elijah Campbell's a roster player. I think he'll get claimed in a second. And Patrick McMorris, they used a draft pick. They pounded the table for him, and then he produced in the first preseason game. He has two more games that he's going to play in, so he gets plenty of run. So I guess Marcus May is the one that I would say has had a very good camp and could be in a little bit of danger. Let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sport. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Very interesting. All right, moving on. Another question here about a guy who didn't practice today, Javon Holland. This has to do with, a contract extension, if one is to come. Has he done anything this offseason that makes you feel like, hey, we better sign this guy to an extension ASAP?
No, you got to see it from him. He has to actually produce on the field, put up some numbers, and then you could give him a contract extension. And then you got to even think about that too, because maybe that's not something that they prioritize. You know what I mean? So maybe it's not a priority, and, you know, it could be for another team. It was for the Bucks. They paid Antoine Winfield big, big dollars, but Antoine Winfield actually has the box score numbers. Javon Holland doesn't. So big year for Javon Holland. He can earn himself a lot of money or not.
We'll see on that one. Let's hope he does well and they can figure out a way to make it work. I think Javon Holland's a good player, but there's a lot of good players on this team. You can't pay everybody. So, you know, he might be on the chopping block. All right, moving on. Another one from Dundee Dolphin here. What's your favorite adjective for Mike Florio?
Karen. Or cop. How about that? Cop.
Oh, that's funny. I like that. Somebody chimes in with, this is the PG channel, which actually is not true. You can say whatever you want on this channel.
Mm-hmm.
But Al keeps it PG for that one.
Yes.
All right, moving on. From your chat with the officials today, what's the most impactful rule change going to be this year?
Look, I think it's going to be the most impactful rule change is going to be that that drop hip tackle, I keep forgetting the name of it. Okay,
hip drop.
Yeah, the hip drop tackle. They explained what they're looking for. It made perfect sense to me. I saw the video, and they showed the video. Then they explained what they're also looking for, and they have so many examples last year. And Troy Vincent had cited a study that it was a 25x injury. If there is a certain tackle, they 25 times more likely to result in an injury than a normal tackle, then yeah, you got to ban that thing. And it's kind of easy to see how you can avoid doing it, because it's just the grab and then dropping your weight, okay? Making yourself dead weight around somebody's waist. I think it's going to be consequential because it's going to be essentially treated as a helmet-to-helmet, you know, something like that. So the first time they don't interpret it correctly, you know, it's going to be something that's going to piss somebody off. It's going to piss off a coach, and you can't appeal it. Now, there's another rule change that's pretty cool. You know when a quarterback goes to the sideline and then he's hit out of bounds and they say it's a late hit? They get to review that now. So that's going to be interesting as well. So, yeah, you get to review whether it's a late hit out of bounds or not. So that's also consequential. The kickoff rules, you know, right. We've gone over it a million times. We really won't know anything until they play regular season games, because I think nobody's actually showing, you know, anything out of the ordinary now. I think when the season starts, we're going to see all hell break loose on kickoffs.
All right. Speaking of on-field action, the Dolphins will be hosting the Commanders for some joint practices here soon, and then a preseason game this Saturday. Any interesting matchups versus the Commanders? Any specific players you'll be watching, Alf?
Yeah, Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne versus the interior of the Dolphins offensive line. Like that's
a big one.
That's the marquee matchup, and you're going to see it plenty. You're going to see it plenty tomorrow, and that's it. That's the only time you're going to see it, because oh, you know what? You're going to see it in the game. You're going to see it in the game because I think both teams are starting the ones. So if both teams start the ones, that's going to be good. Like, that's going to be good action. You want to see your guys actually implement your running game, that they want to get off the blocks, and you want to see Tua remain clean up the middle against those two defensive tackles, which is probably the best defensive tackle tandem in the league, which kind of tells you all you need to know, right? Like, the Commanders are not very good. And they have the two best defensive tackles in football. So last year you had Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer, and you didn't have the best defense in football. Did it really help you win anything? No, right? So that tells you all you need to know. But you want to see the interior of the Dolphins' offensive line hold up and keep Tua clean. And you want to see them get some movement on the run game. And they have a pretty good challenge against those two guys.
Speaking of defensive tackles, we go from Commanders D tackles to our nose tackle. This guy wants to know who on the Dolphins can play nose tackle besides Benito Jones.
Brandon Peely and Neville Gallimore has done it a bit before, but that's not something you want him to do. Okay, you want to move him around. You want to keep him in 3-tech and in 5-tech, because that's when he was effective. He was really effective against the Falcons, and that's when he was effective with the Cowboys as well. So you want to keep him away from the nose. But as far as who's a nose tackle, they just brought in a guy from FSU, Cooper, played at FSU. I don't think he's going to stick around. I think he's a camp body. Brandon Peely, Benito Jones, those are the true nose tackles on the team. Maybe Isaiah Mack on the practice squad, but that's about it.
Right. We got time for a couple more here before we got to cut this thing short. But this guy wants to know about Aaron Brewer, and specifically the hand injury that he's dealing with right now. Does it seem like the team is comfortable with Aaron Brewer's recovery enough that they won't need to seek help elsewhere?
Yes.
At center?
Yeah, I think he'll be – I can't tell you, you know, any inside information, and I don't have any inside information on this, but I did see him, and I would say, you know, week one's a good bet. Now, will he see any action in the preseason? Maybe not.
And if this guy wants to know if Brewer isn't available week one, would you rather have Eichenberg at center and Driscoll at right guard, or the other way around?
Eichenberg at center and Driscoll at right guard. That's how I would like it.
Interesting.
You know, although I'm holding out hope that Andrew Meyer, you know, takes ownership of that backup center role, and then they could just activate him every Sunday, and he sits on the bench all game as the backup center, and we have a dedicated backup center. I think they need something like that. You know, I don't like uprooting the entire offensive line anytime you take an injury. You know what I mean? That's not something I like.
And sticking on the offensive line, Tua had a lot of time in the pocket today, this guy was hearing. Is that because the offensive line was good, or was it just more of a low-energy type session today?
It was a low-energy type session today, mostly install, so you're not going to see, you know, a ferocious pass rush on a day like this. It was very, very light practice today.
All right. I think we'll do one more question, and then we'll cut it here, guys. This is a good question. Alec Ingold said today that this offense is being pushed to its limit. What does he mean by that?
Okay, they've expanded the running game. We've talked about this almost ad nauseum, right? It's more diverse, and all that means is more different types of runs, okay? Like if the playbook before had 5 runs, now it might have 20, okay? And they're using more personnel groupings. It's an expansion of the offense. It's going to look a lot more like what the 49ers run than what we ran last year. And I remind people, our offense was very, very effective. It didn't run a lot of what is in the playbook. I think they're going to get to more of that stuff this year going forward. We got enough time, I think. I think we got 3 more minutes that we can do here. We could fill up more minutes.
Hell yeah, let's get some more questions in then. Most surprising position group so far, either good or bad reasons.
Bad reasons, the wide receivers. The whole back end of the room is bad. Good reasons, well, I kind of expected it, is the secondary. Like, that room is fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Like, there's a bunch of guys there. I think there's going to be a tough decision to make there. A tough decision to make. Hopefully you can keep them all. Like, I would legitimately keep one more than usual if I have to, just to keep that group, because I don't want to cut too many of those guys. Isaiah Johnson, I think, is going to be a player. Storm Duck has performed. Between those two, I would expose Storm Duck and try to bring him back. Isaiah Johnson, I think he's a 53 guy. Like, that, you got to keep that guy around. Like, his gifts are not normal. 6'3", 210 pounds, outside, with an 80.5 wingspan, 80.5-inch wingspan. That's crazy. And he's physical, likes to tackle, likes that part of the game. Yeah, I keep this guy around.
Yeah, I tend to agree. All right. Are you seeing more 2 tight end sets? And are they just lining up on the line of scrimmage?
I will defer to Chris Perkins, who said that he has seen more 2 tight end sets. So, yeah, what Perk said.
Very funny. Yeah, the heat goes on Perk. If you're listening, Dolphins, this is not Alf. Do not cancel 3 yards per carry, man.
Yeah.
All right. What was the best question you asked today, Alf, and what was the answer that you got?
Today, what did I ask today? I didn't ask much today. I was starting to ask about the cheap motions, and somebody else asked about it, and the officials went on and on about it. So I didn't ask anything today. I was trying to get in on asking Keter Kohu a question, but he was so short with the media that I deemed it like a waste of time. You know what I mean? So I moved on, and for whatever reason, Cam Smith had a huge crowd around him, and I'm like, I'm not getting in this scrum. So I didn't ask anything today. The best guy I've talked to all camp has been Julian Hill. The second best has been Patrick McMorris. Really smart kid. But we shall see. I didn't ask anything of consequence today. And I think we could call
McMorris
right here.
I hope McMorris doesn't disappear. Okay. All right. Yeah,
no, I think he's going to be fine. I was just going to say.
Yeah, because he looked really good in that first preseason game. And, you know, sometimes guys flash and then you never hear from him again. But I hope he can continue to build on that, because this team needs to hit on these draft picks right now. A lot of expensive players, a lot of contracts coming up. They need a good draft year. And so far, it's looking like they may have hit on a few of these guys, McMorris being one of them.
Yeah, I think he'll continue to flash. He's really, really smart. And the physical is not an issue with him. I believe he was injured at the time of the combine, or he didn't get an invite. I got to research that. I got to see why he didn't run But my guess is, had he run anything like a 4.5, I think somebody would have had the tape on him and seen how good he is as far as diagnosing plays and would have used the draft pick on him, just like Miami did. But kudos to the Dolphins scouting staff. You know, they unearthed another one. You know, nice job. All right, we're going to call it right here. Tomorrow, the Commanders come into town. We'll have joint practices. Tomorrow should be a much more eventful reading of my notes. If you want to participate in any of these shows, you got to become a member of our Discord. You go to discord.gg/onlyfins and you become a member there for $3 a month. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Peace. Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.